Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is out of hand in the center field, and this game is over. Got him. And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Derek Law, big offseason for you, not just because I think you're probably lined up for the pretty prominent role in this bullpen in front of Melanson, but also got married and had a I don't know how to explain a photo that went viral the other day or something. You and your wife and a lot of McDonald's. Explain how that came about.
Well, I threw out the suggestion a long time ago after we got engaged. I was like, hey, we should have McDonald's at the wedding. And she wasn't really for it. You know, you hear McDonald's at a wedding, it's like, what? This was a late night bite. It wasn't the dinner.
Yeah,
we had a nice fancy dinner first. But so I was trying to convince her of that, and like one day one of her friends came up to her and was like, yeah, you should really do that. And she finally came up and was like, you know, I think we can maybe do that. So we called McDonald's, like, hey, can we put in an order for nuggets, you know, late night? I think we got like 800 nuggets or something like that. It was a great deal, honestly. I might just get 800 nuggets just when I go eat. We called them. They're like, yeah, sure, we can do that. Just let us know. We had one of our wedding planners. She went and picked it up. Like, I think it was like maybe 11 o'clock or something like that. Brought them out 11:30 when everybody's feeling good. And it was a huge hit. I mean, everybody was like coming up to me and was like, I don't even think anybody cared that we got married. They just liked that we had McDonald's at the wedding.
Thank you for the nuggets. Yeah. I can't believe they took you seriously when you called and asked for 800 chicken nuggets.
Right. They're like, I mean, this guy can't be serious. What's this for? But I don't even think they gave us like 150 different sauces, like just bags of sauces. We're carrying out all these bags, and these people had to probably think we're crazy.
I hope you start a trend. I'm a big chicken nuggets, hot mustard guy. So hopefully this starts something.
There's not a lot of people that don't like McDonald's chicken nuggets. You know,
that'll make everybody happy.
Right. Exactly.
What was that experience like? I know Mac was there. I think Matt Duffy.
Yeah.
What was the whole experience like for you?
It was obviously like one of the best nights of my life. I felt like we gave people a reason to party. You know, everybody's always looking for something to do on New Year's Eve. That's one of the reasons why we did it on New Year's Eve. It was also my wife's birthday. And, you know, it was like everybody was super excited. The hype was like, there's nothing to do on New Year's. We finally have this big party to attend. So that was kind of, I think that's what made it really fun, that people had a reason to, you know, party on New Year's other than New Year's Eve.
I think anybody who saw you with the rally towel figured that you'd have a pretty fun New Year's Eve / wedding
right.
set up.
Right. Didn't bring the rally towel there, though.
Yeah. I'll ask one serious question for a second. You guys got your closer. You got that guy in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Bochy and Bobby Evans just told us today. I mean, kind of you, Strickland, Smith are in that role. What do you think going into the season, just setting yourself up in that seventh or eighth inning? How do you approach this year?
It's kind of nice to know, especially being a young guy, it's kind of nice to have that, you know, comfortability of knowing where you might be able to pitch. You know, obviously, to me, I said it once, I'll say it again, it doesn't matter where I pitch as long as we're winning. I mean, I would have pitched wherever they had to pitch me in that postseason game to win that game. But, that's a big acquisition, you know, signing Mark. You know, we lost Javi, you know, we lost Sergio, lost Casilla. Those are some big, you know, role guys that we had that were big influences on us, you know, especially veteran guys that you look up to in the clubhouse. You know, signing Mark, you know, that kind of fills that void a little bit. You can kind of look up to him a little bit.
Did you go back much and look at that ninth inning, look at how close you were to getting the first out? And or is it too hard?
No, after I did, I mean, right after I walked right in, I'm like, man, just like, I would give anything for that. But, you know, that's the way the game goes. You know, keep it with you during the off season a little bit, put it in hindsight and look at 2017, see what's forward.
I remember the next day I went back and watched it, and it was like 1 foot away from Crawford there. The other one up the middle off Smith was a foot away.
I mean, every gosh. I mean, just replaying it, like, it just makes you angry. Like ball can't hit a rock and go to Crawford one way, or, you know, I mean, just they're all just, like, really crappy singles. And then, I mean, that's just the way the game goes sometimes, though, you know what I mean? I guess they're the team of destiny that year.
This Cubs year led to a good offseason for you, so hopefully a good season. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks.
Josh Osich, I always mess up your last name. Everybody does. Yeah. I'm just glad I haven't done it on TV yet and say the really wrong thing. I think some people have. But back here in camp, you live down here, so this is easy for you, right?
Yeah, this is really easy. I live about 30 minutes away, so it's pretty easy.
That makes it easy to come here in the off season, and I think like half the guys live down here now.
Yeah, it makes it easy to just come in and get your work done. There's no excuses, and just nice weather, a lot of people to play catch with, guys to work out with. Makes it easy.
You were just telling me that you're changing some things at your urging, not at the coaching staff. So what are you changing specifically to for this season?
So last year I would put my hands pretty high, and then I'd have a long arm action, a high leg kick, and guys were running on me. So I decided to set my hands pretty low and kind of have a shorter leg kick and be a little quicker to the plate, try and eliminate that. And then also changed my direction. I was kind of stepping across my body and making it a little hard to throw to my glove side, and kind of just straightened me up a little bit.
I remember last year at some point, especially during that stint in the minors, you were maybe messing with where you were on the mound and with your changeup and all that. Where do you stand on all that? Did you find something that was comfortable for you?
To be honest with you, the stuff we were trying down there, I'm not really using this year. I tried it, didn't really work out for me, wasn't comfortable, didn't really improve anything that much. So kind of just took different route, working on focusing different places on the catcher, having the catcher set up more middle, just because I have pretty good tilt on my ball, so I don't really need to throw to the sides of the play. I just need to keep the ball down.
How do you evaluate last season for you? I mean, there are times where we see the two-seamer at, 97, 98, and then obviously a lot of times where it didn't go well for you.
The thing with last year is a learning experience. First game of the year, I came in, and I think it was the Brewers, and we were winning like 12-4 or something like that. And I actually had never thrown a two-seamer in my life. And I just picked it up and was throwing it, and it worked then. And so I was throwing it the whole season, and some days it would have a whole bunch of movement, and some days it would have the right amount of movement. And those days that it was too big, it's hard to throw a strike. Yeah. And I started doing it because my four-seamer in spring training was just getting crushed because it didn't really move. And now that I have two different fastballs, it's going to be a lot harder for the hitter.
I know change it for you too, especially against right-handed hitters, something that the staff has talked about it and you've talked about it. I mean, maybe trying to – the numbers that were pretty even against lefties and righties as a rookie, and then last year a pretty big split.
Yeah, that goes to show you how much that changeup is for me. And this year is going to be different. I've got a better feel for it, and I lost it last year. And that's the way it goes. It's a learning experience. You got to figure out how to get through those games without it. And I wasn't. And this year, I feel like I'm in a better place now because of that learning experience.
What's it like just mentally for you as a young player? I mean, the thing on you in the minors was always just stay healthy. And that was always the focus. And then we see you come up here, obviously a big part of the bullpen 2 years ago and a big part of the conversation last spring. And then to have to really deal with something that maybe it had been a while, I assume, since you had dealt with struggles and inconsistent role and all that.
Yeah, my biggest thing in the minor leagues wasn't throwing well, just staying healthy. And I finally had a healthy year, got here in 2015, did well, stayed healthy. And then last year, second week of the season, I had a knee thing. And I say it didn't really bother me much throwing, but it probably did have a little thing to do with like me not being able to use my legs as much as I like to. And then when I'd get tired, I'd have to start using my arm more. And maybe that's why I had a little forearm injury. And it's just another learning experience.
Just trying to stay healthy. You said, I think you said at FanFest that knee the surgery you had probably would have been season-ending or would have ended most of your year if you had had it during the year?
Yeah, so I got it right after the season, and it's like 4 weeks without even walking. So that's 4 weeks without me throwing. And then it's been really slow building back. And I was actually completed my rehab just in time for spring training. So that whole off season was just me just getting ready to do spring training. So that's most of the season right there. And it's pretty, that'd be pretty tough to,
yeah,
to come back from if you were to get in the middle
that's
of the
season. You're an outdoors guy. So four weeks without walking, that wasn't fun.
Yeah.
What do you end up doing this off season aside from rehab?
Actually, I went hunting later in the year, but I just didn't do the normal stuff that I normally do right after
the season.
Quite as
much.
Yeah, I just relaxed, went to Hawaii. That was relaxing, did some snorkeling and stuff, and played around in the water. That's probably pretty good for my knees.
Yeah, so that's part of the rehab, I think.
Yeah, that was.
I'll get you out of here on this one. I asked a lot of the guys this, and it's interesting with Javi and, I mean, Affet will be here, these guys being in camp, but it is a very different look for the bullpen down there, and four guys who were here the entire time you got drafted were big parts of that. Were teammates of yours. I know those guys were also leaders for the bullpen.
Yep.
What's the adjustment been like this first week of camp, and what do you think going forward it's going to be like? It's a different group of guys.
Like Boach said, we're all just fighting for like a position or a spot on the team. Like we're all like, there's only a few guys that have like a set role or set place in the bullpen, and the rest of us are just fighting for that, and the competition is good in spring training, and it makes us get better. And we're gonna miss those guys. And like Lopez, for me, he was huge, and just his experience and everything. And he shows that like you don't have to throw hard; you just gotta understand the hitter's weaknesses, and you just gotta execute.
What is it specifically about him? I mean, we hear all the time about guys being a leader, but what kind of things when you get called up does Javi do, and any of these guys that maybe make life easier for you?
My biggest thing with him and Affeld is, they kind of rag you a little bit because you're the rookie, but you know what? That's part of the game, and if you don't enjoy it, then you probably shouldn't be here. And they they weren't so negative towards you that, like, kind of brought you down. It was kind of just like a play around kind of thing. And we all had the same common goal. And, like, Pence came up to me, too, when I got called up. And he was just like, we're all here for the same goal, so don't feel like you don't belong. And I feel like Affel did a pretty good job doing that. And then I got to know Lopez a little better. And those two guys were my, like, go-to guys for since they're both lefties and they have a lot of experience, like 1,600 appearances between them, 1,700 appearances between the two of them. And so they know what they're doing. They know how to stick around, and it's good information.
It's funny. I've done like 30 of these now, and most of them with players and a lot of them with young players. And I always ask them about who the leaders are, who does this and that. And a lot of the pitchers mentioned Pence as a guy that it doesn't matter that they're pitchers or whether it's, you know, young catchers or whatever. Everybody always says Hunter Pence came up and kind of said the same thing on day one.
Lopez did a good job too. Last year when I was struggling, he was struggling a little bit at the beginning of the season. He's the same guy. He's professional. Whether he's doing bad or not, he's just leading by example. And if you have any questions, you could go talk to him.
Well, he's back here, so I'll bug him at some. It took him, but he was out of Giants camp for all like 48 hours before he returned. Josh, thanks for sitting
down.
You're
welcome.
I know a big spring coming up for you, and hopefully a big season. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, thank you.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.